Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy. We are excited to introduce you to our friend, Micah Tyler. Micah, how you doing?
Dude, I'm great, man. How are you guys?
Doing good.
We are well. Good morning, Micah.
Excited for the Christmas season upon us. I know it's a busy time of year. Can be very stressful as well with family and things like that.
So Sure.
So here's
I'm getting to take off some time. I've been traveling. I traveled 250 days this year. I've got a quick little mini run of Christmas shows with Jeremy Camp for 4 shows. But other than that, I've kind of got some time at home. So I'm going to try to figure out what it's like to be a normal human being at some point.
Well, God bless you.
Normal human being, whatever.
I know.
You're a musician. You don't get that luxury. That's awesome. Okay, so here's the deal, Micah. We've listened to a couple of your songs on Life Songs over this past year and fallen in love with your music, but we don't know you, like the real Micah Tyler. So for all of us in Southeast Louisiana, who is Micah Tyler?
So I am almost your neighbor, basically. I live 30 miles from the Louisiana border over in Southeast Texas. And so we are 5 miles from, 5 hours, not 5 miles, 5 hours from New Orleans, and so my grandfather was actually raised in Brobridge, Louisiana. So I grew up on etouffee and gumbo and the whole lot right now, as well as some good barbecue. So it kind of shows my physique a little bit of how all those things have entered into my home. Man, I was a youth pastor for 9 years. Graduated high school and right after high school, when I was 18. Became a youth pastor, married my high school sweetheart. We ended up having 2 kiddos at the time. We have 3 now, but at the time we had 2. I was doing youth ministry for 9 years. And when I was 27, God called me to do music full time. And it wasn't this thing like I was prepared for. We didn't know anybody. We didn't have any connections with any labels or people or, you know, management, none of that kind of crazy stuff. It was just Jesus calling us out. And I'm a first generation musician. I didn't even start playing guitar until I was 20. Because I bought one for my youth group, for someone in the youth group to play, and they didn't learn it. And so I figured, well, I guess I might as well just learn this guitar. So I started learning I taught myself to play and started just kind of leading worship on Wednesday nights before I would preach, and had no idea the Lord was going to call me into this. And so ended up selling over half of what we owned, bought a single-wide mobile home trailer, put our family in there, trying to be faithful to what the Lord was calling us to. And I started doing odd jobs. I was a substitute teacher at an elementary school, and I also drove a sausage delivery truck.
Job. A sausage delivery truck.
Listen, how do you think you get your sausage? It's guys like me waking up at 2:30 in the morning and running around with cardboard, sweating all day. that was a real job. So my wife's uncle owns a sausage and barbecue company, and so I ended up just saying, hey, look, Richard, I'm stepping out to do this full time. And they were super supportive. I said, is there any extra shift? So a day or two a week, I would go wake up at 2:30 in the morning and load up 300 boxes of cardboard, put them in a refrigerated truck, and drive around Southeast Texas like the sausage fairy.
That's amazing.
Okay.
New t-shirt merch idea for you. Micah Tyler, sausage fairy. if you're not selling that at your next concert, I will sue.
Oh my gosh. No, it doesn't sound as glamorous. I mean, it's not like me driving down like on a paper route and like throwing sausage into mailboxes. Like that would be a pretty cool. It's more of a, you know, just me. Because people are like, oh, well, at least you get to smell sausage all day. I'm like, no, I get to smell cardboard all day.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, it's a rough job, but somebody's got to get sausage around the world. So that was my job for a little while. And so, but yeah, you know, having no idea that 7 years later, I'm in the back of a tour bus right now on tour with Big Daddy Weave and We Are Messengers. You know, had a number one song this past year. Was nominated for New Artist of the Year this year.
Yeah.
Been able to go on tour with Mercy Me and with Phil Wickham this year, as well as Big Daddy Weave and We Are Messenger Boys and stuff. It's man, the Lord has a crazy way of just turning your life upside down in so many different ways. And we're kind of currently living in the upside down right now.
That's amazing. And great Stranger Things reference as well. If you're just tuning in,
thank you.
We're talking with Micah Tyler this morning on the Life Songs Morning Show. You mentioned that you got to or were going to tour with Phil Wickham. I can't imagine anything more intimidating than singing before or after Phil Wickham, period.
Okay, so here's the truth about Phil. So what's crazy is the reason I have a record deal right now is because of Phil Wickham not showing up to a show.
Oh, nice.
So, wow.
So I did a show. I opened up for Phil in Southeast Texas, in Port Neches, Texas, about 3.5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. Opened up for him, and it was nerve-wracking, but I had like a 15-minute set, and it went awesome. And Phil was so kind. invited me back to his hotel room. I sat there with him and his road manager, and we ended up having this amazing conversation. He was super, super encouraging and was like, man, we got to do this again sometime. And it's kind of like when you go on a date and they're like, yeah, we should do this again sometime. And then they don't call you back and you're just waiting by the phone. It was like that, except with grown-up men playing music. I sat there and just waited on Phil to call me. And 9 months later, I got the call, and he was like, hey, would you mind coming and opening up for us in Tyler, Texas? And I said, absolutely. So long story short, I show up to Tyler at 2:30, and they're like, hey, did you hear about Phil's plane? I'm like, no. And they said, well, he's flying from Pittsburgh to Chicago, Chicago to Dallas, Dallas to Tyler today, and the flight in Pittsburgh got delayed. And that started a full day's worth. They kept telling me, no, he's going to be here. He's going to be late. He's going to be here. It's going to be the last minute. And I found out 15 minutes before the show that his plane ended up not being able to land in Dallas because of a storm. So he landed in Oklahoma City, which is way far away from where I was. And so I had to do a Phil Wickham show by myself. So the only thing worse than playing right before Phil Wickham gets on stage is playing there instead of Phil Wickham being on stage.
Wow.
But it ended up being one of the most incredible nights of my life at the time. Like, it was just unbelievable. The Lord showed up. It was super sweet. And the next day, I get a call saying, hey, what did you do last night? And I was going, oh, gosh, what kind of inappropriate joke did I accidentally make? What did I do wrong? And the Phil's road manager goes, we want to have you come back out. And I told him, I said, I bought tickets to go see Phil and Shane and Shane do a Christmas concert the last 2 years in Deer Park, Texas. If you're looking for an opener, I'd love to be considered. They brought me out on that tour, and now Phil's manager is my manager.
Wow.
Phil's label is my label. And so it's one of those crazy things. So now that's not to say that I don't watch Phil Wickham every single night that I've been. I've done probably 70 or 80 shows with Phil now over the past 5 years, or over the past 3 years. And there's a point every night where I go, Lord, why do you love Phil more than you love me?
Aw, no way.
I know the feeling.
No. Yeah. Or how does Phil love you more than I love you? I don't know how that works, but he is just, somehow the Lord has put an angel into his voice. I don't know how that even worked, but he's my hero, man. He's one of the best dudes I know.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Talk about the providence of God, right?
Yeah, and again, there's been just some I've got one of those stories after another of just the Lord. Like, I feel like I've just more stumbled into all of these incredible opportunities, just one after another over the years. But, at the end of the day, when the Lord was calling us to do this and we were selling all of our stuff and we were just like, God, what is happening right now? Someone told us that every time the Lord calls you to sacrifice something looking forward, you'll always look back and see his faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And that has been something that we have stood by and lived by and we've lived through. And so at the end of the day, the Lord's not going to say, well done, that good and successful CCM artist. It's faithful servant. So in the meantime, we just wake up in the morning and like say, Lord, what does faithfulness look like today? We do that thing and then we get up tomorrow and do the same thing. And so in the process, God has done some miraculous things and sent us to some miraculous places. And now I'm sitting on the back of a tour bus talking to you guys. It's just the craziest thing to me.
That's amazing. Well, our listeners love the song Different. We get it requested often. Tell us why Different's important to you.
Man, it was one of those songs that for me, it's kind of become two different things. It's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde type deal. So when I first wrote the song, it came out of my insecurity of being myself. My whole life, I've just struggled with comparison. I've struggled with feeling like Psalm 139 is a punishment, like being uniquely made, that means that there's something wrong with me. But what I've learned is, and what I'm still learning is that what the Lord calls unique, he also calls wonderful. So as much as I would like to sing like Phil Wickham, or I'd love to write a song like Mercy Me and those kind of guys, man, I can only do what the Lord puts inside of me, and I can only have what the Lord gives to me. And so I am learning to embrace and believe that the differences that God has put in me are purposeful. And so the song kind of came out of that 2.5 years ago when I wrote it. But it's crazy because right now we're walking through a rough season. Hurricane Harvey put 44 inches of rain on my house. And so we in less than 2 days, and we're in the process of replacing flooring in our home right now. And my little brother Daniel, 2 weeks after the storm, found out that he has stage 4 colon cancer. And so it's been this like crazy, like all these highs, like being nominated for a Dove Award and like going on tours and releasing a new record and all this exciting stuff. And all this is happening, but as well as like this like devastating, really tough, rough things that we're walking through. And I'm learning that there's certain times we can say, God, can you stop this storm? And he can say, peace be still, and it all stops. We can say, God, can you stop this cancer? And he can say, I am healer, and in my name it's healed, and he can change those things. But instead of sometimes him changing the things around us, I feel like he wants us to ask him, God, can you change me? Can you make me different so that I can handle the things that you're walking me through? And that's the season we're in right now. So a song that I wrote in my bedroom 2.5 years ago for one purpose has now come full circle to be back in my bedroom again, just saying, God, I need you to change something in me because this is hard. And man, he has been so good. He is such a difference maker, and he has been changing those things. And we've just been able to continue to walk in hope and know that he is for us every step of the way.
Wow. That's beautiful. We will continue to pray for your brother, Daniel, that God would bring healing and continue to provide. Mm-hmm. We are very familiar with the rebuilding process in Southeast Louisiana.
Oh, absolutely.
We've gone through it, and it stinks. It really does that those things happen, and especially around Christmas season too, which has become kind of this mass marketed, oh so joyful, everybody be happy or else kind of season. And then sometimes you have years where Christmas becomes one of those, God, I'm desperate for you to show up, and then you get the reminder of how he came in the form of a baby. And those can be very holy and special Christmases.
Real life looks a lot different than Christmas commercials.
Yeah,
I mean,
it does.
And again, that is not mean that there are not those moments where you're sitting around the table with your family and you're giving presents, and Jesus is. I mean, it just can bring joy to those moments too. Goodness gracious, we're praying for those moments to come this Christmas that we don't have to worry about all this crazy stuff. But at the same time, if you're sitting out there right now and you're getting ready to spend Christmas by yourself, or if you're going to look across the table and there's an empty chair where you wish someone was sitting because either they're not coming back home or because they're just not here anymore, man, the Lord is just as faithful to your life and is just as for you right now. It may not be in the way that you would like for it to be, but we're learning in our own family as we've sacrificed things. Man, there's purpose in everything that happens, and we've been able to learn to trust the Lord in our harder times so that whenever we are walking through some of these better times, man, the value of trusting Jesus is so much more important during our tougher seasons than it may be when everything looks like a Christmas commercial. And so wherever you are right now, man, know that the Lord is building something inside of you and teaching something to you right now that is going to sustain you and is going to help you to trust, believe, and find joy in even the hardest of situations right now. And that's what we're walking through right now. We're firmly believing that's what's going to be.
That's awesome.
That is.
I feel like we just had church. Yeah, no, this is great.
It's been on this big day we've tour. We have church all the time over here.
That's awesome.
You guys are the best, man.
Awesome.
Now, that said, if God does want to deliver all of our hopes and wishes with giant red bows on top of Lexuses, that's cool too.
Yeah. So. Oh, listen, you could park them right in front of our trailer. I'd be all for that.
That would make a great Christmas card.
Well, Merry Christmas, Micah.
Merry Christmas to you guys too, man. So grateful for what you guys do and grateful to partner with what you're doing.